Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
The Bert Show.
The parking lot was starting to get full already with women that wanted to meet Donnie Wahlberg. I gotta meet him. He's my destiny. And Jordan Knight as well in studio this morning. How are you guys?
Very well.
The first girl who greeted me came running up with a Jordan Knight t-shirt on.
oh, check this out. Somebody had a box of Dunkin' Donuts, and I went and grabbed a donut out of the box, and they go, "That's Donnie's."
No.
No.
Yeah. Has that been happening to you guys, though, for like 20-something years now, where fans get locked on to one of you? It's like they call dibs on you.
It's like they share, you know what I mean? It's like
no, they're very territorial.
They are.
No, they're territorial. Like, if me and Jordan walk downstairs and the girl with the Jordan t-shirt runs over to me, then one of the girls with a Donnie t-shirt might say, "Hey, back off." But it's an equal opportunity fan base, believe me. It's like I did a show last week in Canada, and half the crowd had on Joe McIntyre t-shirts. It's all good. It's all new kids first and foremost, you know what I mean? We all may have other fans outside of it, whatever, from different things, solo projects or acting or whatever, but you know, it's all new kids.
It's all in the family.
It's all in the family, always.
I know we say this every time you guys are in, but seriously, you have, and I'm racking my brain trying to sort of dismiss this theory, but I really do believe you guys have the most hardcore fans.
Really? Out of anybody?
Yeah, out of anybody that we ever have in here. It's you guys. I mean, it's calls. I'm sure by the time we're done here, we'll get calls from Australia and Germany. I got an email this morning from somebody in Kuwait.
Yeah, you guys are worldwide today, for sure.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, you can track that kind of thing, and your fans are just so hardcore, man.
Yeah, I think we've evolved into more like a younger version of the Grateful Dead or something with our fans. And I mean that in the best of ways, you know. It's like the Grateful Dead eventually, I mean, I think they have one hit record in history, but we've had a few more, but they, you know, their fans were very loyal, and it was an experience, you know, for the fans and the band together. It was a sort of a culture, and I certainly don't want to compare us loosely to the Grateful Dead, but I think we sort of have a similar thing going with our fans, where there's a real relationship between the band and the fans.
It's just minus the mushrooms in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
He's got the glasses on.
Dunkin' Donuts.
We can't tell.
Lot.
With the sunglasses on. Do you think, as a general statement, that bands today don't go out of their way to make that connection with fans the way that you guys have for 20-something years?
Maybe some younger groups, maybe that have just acquired or you know, just fresh on the scene, they might take it for granted. I mean, we've done it for so long. We've been away and we came back, so we don't take it for granted. You know, we treat our fans really well.
Did you take it for granted back in the day?
Not so much, but personally, I have a lot more fun with the fans now than I did before. Before, it was just like I was very young and almost shell-shocked.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm just like a lot more relaxed with it, and I have a lot of fun.
Plus, there's different ways to engage with them. Like, y'all are both active.
Engage with them.
Crack. Computer crack, a.k.a. Twitter.
Yeah, you guys are all over Twitter and talking back and forth, and it's like you write back to somebody and you've made their world.
Well, it's really an amazing thing. I mean, I used to tell a story of I met a baseball player when I was younger. Well, I didn't meet him. He drove right past me, and I was kind of heartbroken. And I didn't think I was probably 10 years old, 11 years old at the time. I didn't think I'd ever really be famous, but I always made a mental note if I ever became famous, I would try to never do that. And Twitter is like the way to really like do that. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, I mean, just with a simple typing of one word, you know, I can touch someone, you know, over and over again throughout the course of the day. And Jordan does it hardcore, and a lot of the guys in the group are really engaged in it. And I think it's an amazing way to communicate with fans. It's an amazing way to network and to stay dialed in. And look, I mean, both of us are here probably today because of Twitter. I mean, we've had so much fun with it since the tour ended, during the tour. But since it ended, we've stayed so engaged with the fans through Twitter, and like we get feedback from them, and you know, they want to see someone if Jordan's in a town. I mean, Jordan's whole thing he's doing here sort of evolved, you know, having fun with the fans. I mean, he can tell it better than I can, but you know, I'm observing it through Twitter like, wow, you know, it's mm-hmm. like, it's, you know, it's like, I mean, I went in the studio and recorded a song sort of for fun, and I was tweeting about it, and the fans were like, we want to hear that song now. And you know, I was like, okay. And then it's like, I'll play it for you in 2 weeks, you know? And it's like, then the countdown begins, and it's like, it's all really just through communicating with the fans. I mean, that's why we're both here today. It's now, amazing.
Let's talk about the downside of that. Because let's say a radio station decided they didn't like the word Hotlanta.
Oh, Jordan, here we go.
Let's say one person who is coming into that radio station, Jordan, used the word Hotlanta in a tweet.
I didn't know. I had no idea.
It's okay. No, it's not. That's, and then let's say that the newspaper heard me read your tweet on the air and uh-huh. said, Jeff Dollar called out Jordan Knight.
Right, right, right.
And then let's say Jordan tweets that to his followers.
I retweeted the article.
Dude,
I didn't
they
say
were
going to
burn my house down. I didn't even say, all I read was your tweet, and all of a sudden people are like, hey, we got Jeff Dollar, the biggest ass in Atlanta.
You just opened up a discussion. That's all you did. That's all you did. And I asked around, and I was in the studio 2 nights ago after the article, and I said, there's a bunch of guys in the studio, and I said, yo, can I say like Hotlanta? And they were all like, no, it's corny, don't say it, blah 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 blah. I said, all right, I won't say it.
Well, it'd be a little
but everybody outside of Atlanta, they use it freely.
I know. And that's where we can use you, right?
Yeah.
That's where we can use you and your celebrity.
So
here's what we're
asking
you to do.
It's definitely not hot here. It's definitely
not today,
cold
for sure.
But so what do you call it? ATL?
Yeah, or the A, anything but Hotlanta. And you brought up a great point, because here's our point, is that here in Atlanta, we don't refer to ourselves as Hotlanta.
But,
like, you don't refer to yourself
they
as
did.
Being...
They did. A lot of Atlantonians did refer to themselves
back
as Hotlanta.
Back in the day, for sure.
Right.
Now
for
it's
sure.
ATLians.
But it's kind of like, that's actually like 20 years old.
Right, from OutKast, right?
Right, yeah.
ATLians. Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Here's the thing, is like, it's kind of like a high school yearbook, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, you know, I mean, you guys named yourselves Hotlanta, and now you don't want it anymore. It's...
Don't fight us on that.
We'll help you. We'll help you. I've already tweeted. I heard rumors about the war going on here.
You bring up high school yearbook. Go back and look at your freshman high school picture and tell me if you would wear that outfit out in public today. That's the idea.
Yeah, like, exactly. I can totally relate. I mean, I didn't think it was that severe of an issue for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Down here. I got off the plane and the dude at baggage claim said, whatever you do, man, you don't call us Hotlanta. okay.
For real?
Yeah.
Whatever you do, man.
It's Donnie Wahlberg and Jordan Knight in studio with The Burt Show this morning. All right, Donnie, let's talk about the reason why you are here in Atlanta this weekend.
Yeah. I'm throwing a party. So
big time.
I'm not going to say any Atlanta reference when I say the word party. I'm throwing a party tonight. I don't even know. Where's the party?
It's at Life Nightclub on Cheshire Bridge Road.
Life Nightclub. I'm in a half a coma. I just got off the airplane, and I'm hurting. Okay, but it's at Life Nightclub, and I'd like to say, you know, I'm here, you know, promoting my song, but the reality is I'm here to hang out with a ton of fans and have a great time. I mean, I'm going to perform and sing and I mean, sing my song, which is kind of weird to even say, but I'm sorry, guys.
And didn't you also say you're going to do Tardy for the Party?
No, I'm going to dance. I told you I wouldn't bring it up, and you just brought it up.
You're going to dance to Tardy for the Party tonight?
I'm going to. I always dance to Tardy for the Party.
Do you really?
I love that show.
Serious?
Yeah. Housewives of Atlanta?
It's like Tool Academy and Real Housewives of Atlanta, man. That's it. And yeah.
You know, Kim from Real Housewives is on with us all the time. She's going to be so stoked when she hears that.
Yeah, that show's great.
So
I like Nene, though. Sorry.
One of them just got the boot, right?
Sheree.
Sheree's. Mm-hmm. You know, she's not going to be on the show anymore.
Well,
are you bummed about that? Is that going to send you in a funk today?
No. I'm a Nene girl.
You need to tweet that.
And Jordan, you are here for a separate reason.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Yep. Oh, well, I'm down here recording some music, and in every city that I've been recording in, I'm doing an event called Jordan Idol. So it's another way to connect with the fans, and it's like they get up and compete just like American Idol, and the lucky fan gets to work in the studio with me.
Right on.
Oh, that's great. So.
Are you going to be one of the judges?
No. Okay. The guys I'm working with, Brian Michael Cox and his cousin Kendrick, they're coming down. They're Grammy Award winning producers. So, that's for the serious singers that come down. They'll judge them. There's no judgment on the fans, really.
So it's like no stress.
No stress.
One's gonna rip on you like
for
Simon
the fans.
Or
it's more like karaoke.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
At this stage in the game, can any fan do anything original to get y'all's attention, or have you seen it all?
I think they can. I mean, you know, it just depends. I mean, I think someone can get your attention in any moment doing any particular thing. Your eyes caught my attention when I walked in the room,
nice.
In fact.
Dude, it's taken you 12 minutes.
I'm
surprised.
I know, I'm moving slow. I told you, I'm a little tired from the flight.
I mean, last time you were in here, it took you 12
seconds. I know, I'm off my game.
I think Jen was getting a little hurt there.
I'm thinking about those Dunkin' Donuts downstairs and the Waffle House after that. But
now, by the way, just as a side note, she's totally and completely, by every definition, single now. What is the last
Bert
time you
and
were
Jeff
here?
Like to announce this to everyone.
She was. I'm just saying.
Celebrity softball games.
I'm not
you
saying.
Name it. They like to announce this now.
I'm just saying. That's all. I'm not saying.
And her inhibitions adjust significantly after two glasses of wine.
Now that is true.
Nice. Just happen to have a bottle of Pinot on you right now?
No, but I have some. A distiller and some Dunkin' Donuts coffee. I think you can make it into moonshine if you're creative. Throw a few donuts in there.
It's a really good question, though. I mean, you guys have been doing this for so long. Like, if a fan really wants to get your attention now, like, when's the last time a woman did something so outrageous that you're like, that's somebody I will never forget?
I don't know. I'm not big on the outrageous stories, but I think they do it every day. I mean, I identified about 8 people outside from either having met them before and remembering them or from Twitter or whatever. I mean, it's, you know, the one thing about our fans is most of them have a very great sense of humor, and they're very good at finding ways to get our attention. You know, they whether it's a sign that's, you know, funny, or they'll find some obscure thing that, like Jordan said in the interview 20 years ago, you know, and they'll put it on a sign. And, you know, and you're in an arena full of 20,000 people, and you just look at the sign, and it's like one of us will see it. You know, it's like Jordan's had a quote before that said he liked ketchup on his eggs, you know, and it became this funny line amongst the group, like Jordan likes ketchup, like it's a real important detail. And then a fan shows up 20 years later with a sign that says, Jordan, I got ketchup for your eggs. It's like, it's funny. I mean, it's
very
funny.
Inside
creative.
Joke. Yeah. And stuff like.
Yeah. They just get it.
Donnie Wahlberg and Jordan Knight in studio, and Kim Zolciak from Real Housewives now on the phone.
Huh? For real?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. I told you, girl, you're going to get me in trouble.
Hey, Kim.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
So Donnie Wahlberg just told us that he's a big Real Housewives fan.
That's fantastic.
I wish I was in town. I'd come out tonight.
I love your record, too. I know you could come sing it, and I would lip sync it with you.
I would. We'd have some fun, but I'm heading out. We wouldn't be lip syncing now. Come on.
No, you wouldn't. I would.
Oh, you would? No, yeah. I'd like you to sing it. I want to hear what you can do.
Yeah, so would I.
I'd like to hear that.
Yeah.
I love that record. I think Thank you.
You know what? It turned out really, really great. I'm actually really excited. I'm actually going to the AMA Awards. That's where I'm headed to today.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Good Very for you. Excited, yeah.
Good for you.
So it's a fun song. It's kind of catchy. I'm kind of over it. I'm ready to do some new stuff.
Sonny,
hey,
is there anything,
I love it.
Is there anything that she's ever done on the show where you're like, man, if I ever had a chance to tell her that she shouldn't have done this, here's your chance?
No, not really. No, I think I just get a kick out of all of them. Yeah, that's good
talks. Are you volunteering at the pounds?
I think that's awesome.
Actually Kim, because she's so excited to be talking to Don and Jordan. Yeah, right.
I'm very excited. I like the fact that he puts, you know, liquor in a coffee cup. That's what I do on the show, you know. They gave me so much heat for drinking wine, I decided that I was just going to buy a Starbucks cup every day and put wine in it, and then they think it's coffee. Perfect. It didn't work because the girls told on me, but, you know, I tried.
There have been relationships built on much less than that. I can tell you that right now.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nah, I admire all them, a lot of the women on that show, because they just will themselves to do whatever they want. You know what I mean? It's like,
that's true.
I'm going to have a Bentley today. You know, they just get it. I'm going to make a record. Right?
Are there times?
How are you going to do that? Watch me. They just do whatever they want to do. They just get it done.
Right?
And it's almost like they move faster than the show's producers. Like, you know, the producers aren't setting this up. Like, they're just like, they're just doing it. You know, the producers are usually like two steps ahead on the show like that. The producers look like they're three steps behind on this show. Like, yeah, this girl really made a record. Like, now what do we do?
They made me do the actual song. I actually didn't even want to do the song. They actually made me do it. Okay, and I'm glad they did. So I have a lot to thank the producers for.
What's up with Sheree not coming back?
You know, I keep hearing that, and people keep texting me and asking me that. I actually don't believe that that's true.
Oh, really?
It's my understanding that, I mean, I can only really speak for myself, but it's my understanding that she is coming back and that, you know, there is going to be a third season, but and we all were given the same letter.
That seems sort of strange. Like, if one of my teammates in here was rumored to be leaving the Burt Show, the first thing I would do is I'd pick up the phone and I'd call Jen and go, what's up?
That's, you won't pick up. But that's because you're speaking to each other.
there's a little bit of a difference. I mean, Sheree and I are cool. You know, I just haven't had the time to really call. But,
how many dogs do you have in the background? I'm more curious about your growling dogs.
I'm somewhere when I'm talking to you guys.
Yeah, where the hell are you calling us from?
A kennel.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I'm taking my kids to school, and they realize they don't have water bottles. I'm standing here in my pajamas in QT. Sorry.
Those are your children making that noise?
you know what, Jeff? No.
Okay. We're going to go because that's really annoying.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Kip, we'll let you go. Enjoy the
Thanks, you guys.
Award show.
You guys have fun in ATL.
All right, babe. Not Hotlanta. Not Hotlanta.
She was correct with
See
it.
How she made the proper reference?
See?
We're learning.
What else is going on while you're here in town? I know you guys got both projects that you're talking about, but do you get to go out and hang out outside of that stuff, or you got to split as soon as your stuff's over?
Pretty much split.
That's it.
But yeah. You've been here since Wednesday in a studio, so people are going to tweet you and ask, so answer it now. When's the stuff you're working on coming out?
I would say late January, February,
cool.
March, April.
Okay. And Donnie, Friday night, Life Nightclub.
That's tonight, right?
That is tonight. Yes. Friday. You really are out of it. Did you party last night?
No, I was on a plane.
So it was just an all-nighter.
And that plane was no party, let me tell you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The overnight flight thing doesn't sit well with you?
Yeah, red eye. I slept on the floor in the aisle under Johnny's feet. It hurt, let me tell you.
You look like you're hurting, dude.
The Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.